Biden judge blocks Trump's use of National Guard in Chicago. By Warner Todd Houston on October 10, 2025. A federal judge appointed by Joe Biden has blocked President Trump from sending the National Guard to Chicago to protect federal officers from violent protesters. U.S. District Judge April Perry issued a temporary block on Trump's use of the National Guard to protect ICE facilities in Chicago ahead of a second hearing on the issue on Friday, The Hill reported. The judge's action came after Illinois and Chicago officials sued Trump to thwart his use of troops to protect federal law enforcement facilities that are under siege in the wake of Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker's encouragement to inflame protests. In April, Governor Pritzker spoke to an audience of Democrat activists, officials, and donors, saying, "Never before in my life have I called for mass protests, for mobilization, for disruption. But I am now. These Republicans cannot know a moment of peace." Pritzker also called Trump's wholly legal attempts to enforce federal immigration laws an unconstitutional invasion of Illinois by the federal government. "Donald Trump is not a king, and his administration is not above the law," Pritzker said Thursday in a post on X today. The court confirmed what we all know: there is no credible evidence of a rebellion in the state of Illinois. And no place for the National Guard in the streets of American cities like Chicago. "Donald Trump is not a king, and his administration is not above the law." Today, the court confirmed what we all know: there is no credible evidence of a rebellion in the state of Illinois. And no place for the National Guard in the streets of American cities like Chicago. Governor J.B. Pritzker, at Gov Pritzker, October 9, 2025. Trump advisor Stephen Miller blasted Governor Pritzker for his interference in federal law enforcement. Pritzker is saying that if ICE officers are performing their duties in Chicago, it is an incitement to violence against them. "What is the correct term to describe this?" he wrote on Thursday on X. Pritzker is saying that if ICE officers are performing their duties in Chicago, it is an incitement to violence against them. "What is the correct term to describe this?" Stephen Miller, at Stephen, October 10, 2025. Miller also criticized the judge's move to prevent using troops to protect ICE officers as they carry out their duties. "Federal judge, protecting ICE officers from violent attack will only further motivate the violent attackers," he wrote on X on Thursday. "Federal judge, protecting ICE officers from violent attack will only further motivate the violent attackers." Stephen Miller, at Stephen, October 10, 2025. The Illinois State Police appeared at the ICE facility in Broadview on Friday and began arresting violent protesters who tried to interfere with a police cordon. Breaking: Illinois state troopers are dragging and arresting anti-ICE rioters outside the Broadview ICE facility near Chicago. President Trump is forcing the state of Illinois to finally address the lawlessness. Keep pushing, 47. pic.twitter.com/CHST2UTSL. Nick Sorter, at Nick Sorter, October 10, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.